If you have your Bible this morning, turn to the 63rd Psalm. The 63rd Psalm, verse 1. The Bible says, O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee, my flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after Thee, and Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Every one that sweareth by Him shall glory. By the mouth of them that speaketh lies, but the mouth of them that speaketh lies shall be stopped. I want to preach just a little while as we look at this psalm here. It's said that this was a psalm that David wrote after the conflict that he had with Absalom, his son. We see that conflict taking place in 2 Samuel chapter 15. We see that his son rose up and he tried to usurp authority and take the kingdom. And David drove out of town. He drove out of the city, drove out from his palace. And he was driven out into the wilderness. He gathers up his people and he tells them, he said, lest something come upon us. We need to get out of here now and we need to go. And he gathers up all of his people and they head out of town and they cross over in sorrow and bitterness and they go out weeping and crying and mourning before God. We see David as he goes out of here and we see him as he goes out into the wilderness. We see David, he has to flee the comforts of the palace. Can you imagine a king that has to go out into the wilderness? Now David's a man of war, a violent man. He'd been used to hard times, but I believe in that maybe he just got just a little bit used to the comforts of the palace. I'm glad for the comforts of the palace, ain't you? David got used to the comforts of the sanctuary where he'd come and he'd worship God. But now we see him as he's run out of the city, he has to leave and flee into the wilderness, and he has to hide in the wilderness for his own safety. Do you see this picture there? As we see David as he gets out here in the wilderness, it seemed like it couldn't get much worse than it is. You ever come to a place in your life where it seems like it couldn't get much worse than it is? As I look at America today, and I wondered, it just can't get much worse than it is, but I want to say that it can. It can get a whole lot worse than what it is, but I'm glad there's a God. And I'm glad that he's still in control. I'm glad that he's never relinquished any power or control. He's still on the throne and he's still doing business in the hearts of men. And as I can see this in my mind's eye, I see David as he's out here, but he remembers what he still has. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, Brother Charles, on this thought. Remember what you still have. Amen. Even when times get hard, when things seem rough, and then when difficulties come, praise God, what we need to remember, church, is what we still have. Amen. Praise God, we've got a blessed hope and a promise this day that's out of this world. We've got something that we can be founded on, praise God, and we can give God glory for. So as David begins to take inventory of his life, he begins to realize, he said, I still have God. He said, I may have lost all the luxuries of the palace. He said, I may have had to forsake my home and my everything that was there. But he said, glory be to God, I still have God. Amen. He said, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. He said, I'm in a waste, barren wilderness. That's what Moses said in the book of Deuteronomy. He said out there in the Judean wilderness, he said it was just a waste, barren wilderness. Seemed like there was nothing around. Seemed like there was nobody to help. Seemed like there was no hope. But glory be to God, I'm saying that even in the wilderness, they still God. Amen. Amen. He said, no matter where I'm at, he said, remember that I still have God. He said, God, amen, the God of your sanctuary. Amen. The God of this church. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that He's a God of this church? This place of worship. I'm glad we have a God. I'm glad He shows up. I'm glad He helps us. I'm glad He encourages us. I'm glad we have His Word. I'm glad we have the Holy Spirit of God to speak to us and teach us, instruct us, and to show us the right way. I'm glad there still is a right way. Amen. No matter what the world says, praise God, there still is a right way. And I'm glad God is that way. So even though David said, hey, listen, even though I can't be with the God of the sanctuary, even though I can't be in the sanctuary, that place of God, praise God, I realize, I remember that I still have God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying I'm glad I'm not serving a God that would be with me one day and be away from me the next. I'm glad I'm serving a God that promised He'd always be with me all the way to the end of the way. Amen. I'm serving God that no matter what I'm going through, no matter the trials and the hardships and the difficulties of life, praise God, I'm glad God is still God. And I'm glad, Brother Victor, that He's still my God. He's there for me every day. You get that? I want you to think about that. He's there for you every day. He promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And no matter where you're at, what you're going through, He is still there. When it seems like there ain't no hope, He's there. When it seems like there ain't no help, He's there. Amen. We just have to trust and rely on Him, praise God. Believe on Him, amen, because He is there. He's the God of your sanctuary. Amen. The God, He's that place of worship where we can go. Amen. It may be a time and a day. Hey, some folks that can't come to church much more. Miss Ruby would love to be here this morning, but her health don't allow her to always go like she'd like to. She can't get to the sanctuary. But I want to say, praise God, He's still the God of her difficulties. He knows exactly where she's at and has the help to give her. Praise the Lord. Called her the other morning. Amen. She is having a good day rejoicing, Lord. Sitting there reading her Bible. Amen. The God of the sanctuary is a God in difficulties. Amen. When it don't seem like we can get to Him, praise God, He can still come to us. He can come to where you're at. Amen. He can be there for you. He will be there for you. Amen. Praise God, no matter what you're going through, He'll be there for you. He'll help you. Amen. He'll bless you and encourage you when you seek Him and that early. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, the Bible says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. He said those that hunger and thirst after what's right. What's right today? God's right. Amen. When everything else is wrong, God's right. Amen. When everything else is coming up and we're having to make all these decisions and the difficulties is there. We Brother Robert taught this morning on worrying in Sunday school. Worrying, being distraught, getting caught up in things. But when we realize, praise God, that there's God, He said, blessed is He, are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. We get to looking for what's right, we'll forget about what's wrong. Hello? Did you hear what I said? Let me say that again. If we get to looking for what's right, we'll forget about what's wrong. We'll put our emphasis on what's right, on living right, acting right, doing right. A right attitude, amen, where we seek the Lord. Remembering, praise God, that what we still have. No matter what happens around us, we've still got God. Amen. We've still got His blessed Holy Word that speaks to our heart and gives us guidance and leadership every day. And He said, if we'll trust in Him, amen, realize and praise God, that no matter what happens, praise God, we still have God. We can remember that we still have Him. Amen. And that He said, and they shall be filled. That word filled means to gorge. Amen. That means to be filled plumb full. To overflowing. To not being able to get another bite. That means to feed, to pull up to the trough. That means to be filled. That means that, in other words, it means to be satisfied. Amen. He said, hey, you say, well, preacher, how could he be out there in the wilderness running for his life and be satisfied? I want to say, in case you haven't looked up lately, we're running for our lives. We're literally running for our lives in this world which we live, praise God. But God said, amen, according to the David, that we can have that joy, amen, when we remember what we still have. Because nobody can take away our freedom in the Lord. Nobody can take away our righteousness, amen. Praise God, it's a gift from God and it's ours. Praise the Lord, ain't you glad? He said, I see you, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have been seen thee in the sanctuary. He says, you know what David said? He said, I'm out here in the wilderness, seems like I'm all alone. But he said, I look up and I remember what I still have. He said, I can't make it to the sanctuary, but the same God of the sanctuary is the same God in the wilderness. The same God who was in, amen, was in the good times, pray God, is in the hard times too. And praise the Lord, he's still there, praise God, and I remember what I still have. Amen, glory be God. Listen, the devil can't take that away from you. The world will like to take away from you, take your peace and your joy away from you, praise God. But I want to tell you, that is in the Lord and nobody can take it. Amen. It's a gift of God. Bless his holy name. David says, no wonder why when I look around, when I evaluate the situation, when I take inventory, I realize I still have God. Amen. And he said, because I still have God. He said, I still got a song. Amen. He said, I still got a song to sing. He says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. He said, I get to thinking about, not only are you still there, but praise God, you're still doing business. You're still making a difference in my life, praise God. You're still leading me and guiding me, keeping me, protecting me, and showing me the way, Lord God. He said, I'm just going to lift up my voice and praise you. You know, praising the Lord will get you a long ways. It'll take you from the belly of mully grub, praise God, to the mountain of rejoicing. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know what we need in the house of God? We need more rejoicing. We need to be praising the Lord, amen. Has God ever brought you through something? I wonder if we ought to just stop, praise God, take recess, just shout for a while. Amen. We've got folk here, God's done a notable miracle in their lives. He brought them, amen, from the very point of death, very point of anxiety and anguish, praise God. Put their feet upon a foundation of truth, amen, when they trusted the Lord and brought them out. Lord, just stand up and say, glory to God. Amen. Many of the time, praise God, that my God has answered prayer. My God has been, amen, glory be to God. I've got a praise on my lips for Him. I rejoice in my Lord. Amen. He's my God this morning. He's done wonders. You say, what has He done for you? He saved me from a devil's hell. Amen. That ought to be enough for every time we come to the house of God, just stand up and say, glory. Amen. For saving my soul. Don't have to die and go to hell no more. I don't have to worry about that place. Amen. That's one of them things, Brother Robert, we don't have to worry about. If you're a child of God, you've been born again, praise God, you don't have to worry about hell. Amen. Hell is for the devil and the demons and those God rejectors. But amen, glory be to God, when I remember what I still have and the devil can't take away, praise God, out of my soul is the glory of God and rejoicing in His presence. Praise the Lord. And he said, I do it in my lips. I wouldn't want nobody else to give my praise, would you? Huh? Amen. If you're waiting on somebody else, praise the Lord for you, you're backing up. Hello? Amen. Raise your hand up as Lord and say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Don't that feel good? Did that hurt anybody? Did that strain you unnecessarily? Huh? Hey, I thought it felt pretty good. Hey, you look good doing it. Amen. But now listen, if you look good doing it to me, how do you think it looked to the Lord? He said, glory be to God, they ain't ashamed of me. He said, they lift their hands and said, praise the Lord in public. Amen. David said, glory be to God, when I remember what I still have, amen. He said, I'm just going to praise the Lord in public. Lifting up my voice and saying, thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Amen. I don't know about you, Brother Don, God's been good to me. Praise God, He's given me so much more. I'm like Brother David. He gave me a family, a home. Praise God, He gave me so much more than I deserve. And praise God, I don't thank Him nowhere near enough. I praise Him every day and give Him glory, but not enough. David goes on, verse 4, said, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. What did we just do? We lift up our hands and said, praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. In other words, we're recognized. By lifting your hand, you recognize who you're praising. You're lifting up to the one above, praise the Lord, and said, thank you, Lord Jesus, for just being my God. Saving me, praise God, from the devil's hell. Giving me the hope and the help that I need. The instruction from the throne of grace. Amen. He said, when we can't get to the altar, praise God, He said, I can still sing a song. He said, I can't offer the offering on the sacrifice but like I'd like to. But David said, I can offer that spiritual sacrifice. Amen. He said, I can bring of the Spirit. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. The Bible says, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. He said, glory be to God. He said, we may not be able to get to the house of God. We may not be able to get to the sanctuary of the Lord. But glory be to God, no matter where you are, you can still praise the Lord. Amen. I had an opportunity this week. We're getting ready to have a big inspection. Every 3 years, three years or something like that, we have to have an inspection church. They come in and they go through everything. They check everything. They check our alarms. They check our lights. They check our exits, all that stuff. So I was up here Friday and I was working, making sure everything was working. And we had an exit light in the building that wasn't working. It done gone out. It was one of them 20-year no power jobs. And we got out there and it expired in March. So it's no longer illuminating. I want to say that's like a whole lot of Baptists today. I believe we expired in March. Amen? We're no longer illuminating like we ought to. Amen? They're no longer putting off a light. Our lights got dulled. Some of them, I believe, have just fizzled plumb out. Amen? Say, oh me. Amen? But I got an opportunity. I went all over Asheville trying to find one of these lights. It was either that or have Brother James, me and Brother James are going to have to get out here and run a whole new power circuit and run down to get the power of that light so we could put up one like this so it runs off 120. But God just blessed in that. I got to go into different places, different electric supply places, and I went to CD. And I got over there, CD, and oh boy, I went to school with Steve. He was there, amen. And we got to talking about, and we got to trying to help with that light, and we kind of forgot about the light for a while. We got talking about Jesus and about how good God was and where He brought us from. He said, you know, and he was a preacher's boy, bro, growing up in a pastor's home. But glory be God, he said, listen, you know what? I messed up. I grieved the Holy Ghost. God, I didn't get saved when I was 22 years old. He said, I had opportunities. He said, I just praise God that He seemed fit to come by my way again. But I tell you, man, He about out of a spell. Amen. What about a God being so gracious, amen, that He would love us enough to come by one more time? Side of eternity. Amen. You remember Jesus come by just one more time. He didn't have to. Amen. But thank God He did. And he said, I got the, he said, but he come by, praise God, and a 22-year-old, praise the Lord, and he done the deal with my heart again. He said, I fell on my face, and Lord, forgive me, no sinner, and He saved my soul. We had us a spell, Brother James. Amen. Didn't care who was looking. Amen. Glory be to God, because God is real, amen. And praise God, He still remembered, amen, what He has. Amen. I won't say that's gift. That can't be taken from you. That's your glory be to God. That's yours, amen. You can claim it, name it and claim it today. Praise God. Your salvation is the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. You may lose everything you have. You may be, amen, lose all your wealth and finance, your security tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. But you're still secure in the Lord. Amen. Hey, David said, seemed like all hell was assailing me. But praise God, he said, I remember I still have God. Amen. Seemed like all hell was assailing me. But he said, I realize I still got to praise. And said, when I begin to lift up the name of Jesus, amen, seemed like everything got better. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We were fretting over that light trying to get something at work. So they're supposed to be here Tuesday to do the inspection. Amen. But like for Brother Chris for just a little while, we forgot about the light. Because we were seeing the light. Amen. Glory be to God. It was something was shining brighter than an exit light. Amen. It was a glory light that was shining from heaven. But he said, they offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. Amen. Just continually lifting up the name of Jesus. The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. You know what the Bible tells us that took place? In verse 5, David says this, and my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. He said, what happened? The same thing that happens to me and you. That's why, his soul was nourished from the Lord. You know, that's why we need Sunday school. That's why we need the Word of God. That's why we need a relationship with the Lord. That's why we need singing, the Holy Ghost singing, praise God, and need the Word of God. Amen. Because it nurtures our inner man. Yeah. Amen. It feeds us, praise God. That's that feeling, the overflowing. Yeah. He said, be not drunk with wine, where's the excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He said, that's that Spirit of God that's overflowing us. Amen. So we have that sacrifice. That living sacrifice, amen. He said, then you're satisfied. Amen. He said, I realized, see, I remember that I had God. And he said, I couldn't help it, but I broke out in song. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, sometimes I break out in song and I can't sing. Amen. I'm no singer, praise God. Sometimes I just can't help it. And I just got to praise the Lord the best that I can. He said he was praising God. He got the praise of God and said it nourished his soul and his soul was satisfied. He's still in the wilderness. Amen. Still away from the palace, still away from the luxuries. But praise God, his soul is satisfied. Amen. He was satisfied where he was. Amen. He remembered what he had. And he said he remembered that he still had joy and that his joy was in the Lord. Look at verse 6. He said, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, and thy right hand upholdeth me. Amen. You may not be able to rejoice in your situation. You hear me? You may not be able to rejoice in your situation, but you can always rejoice in your salvation. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God, the situations may get difficult, the situations may get hard, but glory be to God, we can always rejoice in our salvation because we have a Savior which is constant. We have a Savior that's always there to help. We can rejoice in our salvation. He said, I remember thee upon my bed of meditation, my heart in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. He said, you've overshadowed me with the wings, praise God. He said, I'll rejoice and give you praise because the hand of God has been on me, even in the difficult times. I can't think of one difficult time in my life that I can ever remember that God withdrew his hand from me. He was always right there, praise God, Brother Bud, when I'd call upon him. There's not a doubt in my mind that he heard me. But there's also not a doubt in my mind I realize that he was already working on me. He was already taking care of that, praise God, that I'd cast upon him because I couldn't take care of it. Amen. When I remember that I still have something, it's help in the Lord. Amen. So David remembers they still had joy in the Lord. He had joy from his past help, verse 6. When I remember thee upon my bed, meditate on thee in the night watches. He said, I remember what he did in the past. I remember where I was and I remember where God brought me from. I mean, you remember where God brought you from? Amen. I remember where he brought me from. I remember my past. Newsflash, we all have a past. And for most of it, it's not something that we want to brag a whole lot on. Amen. That's why it's best to be left in the past. Amen. Not only has he helped me in my past help, but my present protection. He says, because of thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Amen. He's been that place of protection. He said, we were just like a bunch of little dibby chicks, and said, praise God, we just run under His wing, and said, He encapsulates those wings around us. Catches us up under those wings, praise God. That place of protection, when it seems like there is no help and there's no hope, praise God, then we got to realize that we're in His hands. Amen. And He said, no man can pluck you out. Amen. It sounds like a pretty safe place to be. I mean, he controls the whole world. The whole universe is in the hands of God. And if he's got all that in control, then you as a little bitty a molecule, your speck in that probably will probably be okay. Amen. If He can protect you and everything around you, praise God, the world and everything around you, He can probably take care of us. So He's that help in the past. He's that present protection. But also He's that future guidance. He said, my soul followed hard after thee. Amen. Now watch this. And thy right hand upholdeth me. It's that hand of power, by the way. The right hand of God's, that's that strong hand. Amen. So He got you in that strong hand. He said, it's protecting you. That's that future guidance. That's taking us in the direction He would have us to go. And delivering us safe when we get there. Amen. So when we remember what we still have, no matter how bad things get around us, amen, that we still have God. The Bible says here that He has us from the past. He's past help, He's present protection, He's future guidance. Amen. The Bible says, verse 7, that He hides you. But verse 8 said that He holds you. Amen. If God hides you in that way, if God wants to hide us in a place of protection, amen, and God wants to hold us in the hand of protection, I believe we'll be in pretty good shape. When we remember what we still have, when everything seems hard, everything seems difficult, just remember what you still have in the Lord. Amen. You may be here this morning and things haven't been going your way. But I want to say there's still a God of heaven, amen, that knows exactly where we are and knows exactly what we need. And loves us in exactly the fashion that'll encourage us, our hearts along the way. That'll give us that we stand in need when we remember what you still have. Hey, listen, what are you saying, Pastor John? I'm saying don't let the devil take it away from you this morning. Don't let him take away that you have. Because we have something in the Lord that the world don't know about. Amen. I told them in Sunday school, the world's around us and it seems like it's so frustrating that they just don't understand. They don't understand us. They don't understand what we're about. They don't understand how we think. But that's because they're lost. They don't understand that we have a God and we have a faith and we're trusting in Him. Amen. Every step of the way. That we have a confidence when they're scurrying around like a bunch of rats trying to get off of a sinking ship. And they look over at us and we bow our head and we ask God to bless our food before we take a bite. Thanking God, realizing that, praise God, He's that put that on there. He's that'll take care of. He's that'll help it to do our body good. Amen. And they look over and you get done praying, you lift up your head and they're looking at you like you're some kind of a fool. You ever do that? They're looking at you like, looking down that long Ecclesiastes beak of that and say, man, you're crazy believing that stuff. But amen, if we continue to remember what we still have, amen, they don't have it, but we still got it. And there's nobody can take it away. Amen. We have a perfect peace, a harmony, and a joy in the Lord. They said, well, I remember I've still got God, I've still got a song in my heart, praise God, that nobody can take that away from me. That is so real. It's so precious. Glory be to God. And I just remember where I've been and where God's brought me from and who's got me. Amen. When I remember, amen, who's in charge, He said, then I have that peace that passes all understanding. I'm telling you, folks, listen, we're coming into some troublesome times. They're all around us today. All around the world. The whole world is in turmoil. We're having earthquakes and tornadoes and flooding Amen. Just like God said it be in the last days. We're living in the last days. He said, these are the beginning of sorrows. He said, but it's not the end yet. But the end's a coming. But I'm glad, glory be to God, I know where I'm going to end up in the end. Amen. I'm going to be with my Lord and my Savior throughout all eternity. World without end. Amen. And all my family members, all my loved ones, praise God, that's been born again, Lord Jesus Christ is going to be there with me. And we're going to evacuate this old world. We're going to leave it, amen, and we're going to go to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm looking at forever, praise God. I'm not looking for today, tomorrow, or next week. I'm looking forever with my Lord, amen. Because why? Because I'm like David. Amen. I'm down here in the wilderness. I'm looking for a city. I'm seeking a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. And I'll not be satisfied till I get there. Amen. There's a lot of folks going on. A lot of folks is crossing over that old Chili Jordan going over to the other side. Amen. Those that's been born again, praise God, are entering into the presence of the rejoicing of the Lord. And glory be to God, in just a little while, young, if you've been saved, you'll be there with them. But wouldn't it be a travesty this morning if we couldn't remember what this thing's all about? If we got in hard times and hard space, we couldn't remember that we have a God that's real. We have a God that's God of our sanctuary that lives in us. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? Yeah, I'm saying this. He's a personal Savior. He moves in when we accept Him. Amen. He accepts us. He moves in and takes up His abode. And He helps us, praise God, in every aspect of our lives. One day, glory be God, help us finish well and ease on out of here to be with Him.